Welcome to the Luxury Home Insider podcast. I'm very excited to have Dennis Youssef on the show. Dennis is one of the world's leading rent roll growth coaches and has trained some of the very best agents in the industry. Dennis has been instrumental in the development of rent roll growth training courses that have helped businesses achieve remarkable success. In addition to his consultancy, Dennis has been on the conference stages around the world, including Australia, New Zealand, and the United States. Dennis has also organized the largest and most successful rent roll growth conferences that Australia has ever seen, demonstrating his ability to bring together some of the absolute best minds in the real estate industry. Dennis, welcome to the show, mate.
Mate, thanks for having me, Brennan. It sounds weird listening to your own bio.
Mate, it's all true. You know, it's all true. And it can seem weird when you hear these things back, particularly with the career that you've had, mate. It's been such an extensive career. You've done so much stuff.
And yeah,
we were just talking off air about how you have been traveling nonstop over the last few months. You're saying to me you've been out of the country since the beginning of November. Tell me, what have you been doing, mate?
Yeah, so obviously, you know, we've got the Inspired Growth Training, which is our real estate training company, but we've also got Teams by Design, which is a VA company as well. And Michael Sands, one of my business partners, he pretty well heads that up, that side of things. And we flew to London and we sponsored a couple of events over there, you know, because one thing that we've learned about real estate, whether it's real estate or VA, we're always looking for the best. You know, Australia leads the way when it comes to property management, right? I'll put that out there. But we do a lot of travel looking for if there's anything better. You know, Michael and I, we went over there, we attend training over there, and that's where we learnt that Australia is doing it the best. And they're all asking us questions and stuff like that.
Going to these events, you're kind of saying, hang on a minute, we're doing it pretty much better than this. And you thought,
So the training, look, there's some really good training out there. However, Australia is so legislated when it comes to property management, especially. We are so legislated. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, for example, in London, in England, should we say, you weren't allowed, they only just stopped charging tenants fees 2 years ago. Right. 3 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago. That only just occurred. You know, how long's that been in Australia for, Brennan?
It's kind of like commercial tenancies over there, how we treat commercial tenancies with charging fees and having incidental costs. They had those costs as in residential properties.
Yeah. Yeah, but not anymore. They're not allowed to. So that stopped, right? So that's just one example. But it's just not as legislated it is here. There's a lot more backyarders over there. Mm-hmm. Australia is a good 10 years ahead when it comes to property management. New Zealand's the same. America's the same. You know, we are really ahead of the game. But back to answer your question. So we went over there. We sponsored an event. I decided to fly across to America because I picked up some work in Orlando, and it gave me an opportunity to catch up with a couple of my kids while I was there. Then I flew back, came across to the Philippines because our Teams by Design team is here. You know, all of our staff, all of our team, they work from home. So we don't have a big office. They've got the opportunity of working from home, which is great. But we bring them together for Christmas, so we had a big Christmas party, you know.
Oh, yes, I see. Yep.
And the joys of being a traveling consultant, I can work in any country. I've got, like, I'm in the Philippines now. I've got a laptop. I can work. I just got off a coaching call with a client in New South Wales. I was on another coaching call with someone from Tasmania an hour earlier. So it doesn't matter where I am, the work is still, you know, it's viable. But if someone demands me to go to Timbuktu, I'll be there, you know.
Yeah, mate. And so I haven't really spoken to you about your VA business. Tell me what kind of services your team provides, and is it just purely real estate only? Tell me a bit about the business.
Yeah, look, predominantly it is real estate based, but we do have a few other industries that are creeping in, saying, because they're seeing our marketing online, they're seeing all of our social media posts, and they dig in and get into our emails marketing. So they Whether it's real estate agents sharing it, saying to their clients, I don't know, you know. But, so, you know, there are mortgage brokers that we're helping out. We help out sales agents. So we've got database work that we can do. But we, our team, they're all, they have to be phone worthy. We're really strict on their accents. And
so they're customer facing on the phone, mate.
On the phone, yeah, on the phone.
Wow.
Whether they're doing reference checks or whatever the case, helping with applications. We don't approve the tenant, right? But we will do a lot of the work and whatever we can. Still, the property manager will make those decisions with the owners, etc. But there's really not much that we can't do. Social media, video editing, helping sales agents, any admin, a lot of executive support work with EAs, for example, email management, lots and lots of things. So anything you see with Inspired Growth Training was done by our Teens by Design team. Our graphics, our logos, our websites, the whole lot is built by our Teens by Design team. You know?
There you go. And it's interesting, our sort of key handyman business, they've grown really fast. They're providing a great service, great pricing, and they were getting overwhelmed with their admin. And now they've added two or three VAs to their team just transformed the way that their response times to quote requests. Typically a handyman business is mum and dad. Dad's out in the truck doing the job and mum's at home and, you know, she's on, you know, at the home office banging away, invoicing and those. And things get overwhelming. She can't keep up. So by adding these team members, she's just been able to scale and grow their business really well. And as a property manager, as an agent, we're noticing on our side how much that business is improved. And I had a bit of a chat to her and I said, because obviously I've had VAs myself for, you know, 6 or 7 years, so very familiar. I said to her, what made you kind of make that step, you know, to make that change? And she said that a family friend of theirs has had VAs in their business for a really long time. So I think, and they sort of, you know, shared with her the tips and tricks on recruitment, how to go through that process. But I think it's becoming more widely acceptable. It's not just Telstra that's outsourcing it. It's a small mum and dad business like that. They can, through a business like you, they can connect with the right team member and perhaps, add that to their business. And she said to me something that was really interesting. She said, Brennan, with our VA team, she's found that the workers have been more productive, more motivated, more appreciative. And unfortunately, mate, the reality is onshore local team members perhaps don't share that energy for the type of task that we need to get done in the business.
It's there's a few nails where you've got the hammer and you've whacked it on the head in your comments. When, like, they're not here to replace staff. They're here to enhance the staff. They're here so you can be income producing. Like, you understand the BDM position, right? So imagine a BDM, a new inquiry comes in, right, to the office, whether it's the reception, someone's walked in, and there's someone that said, look, they own 52 ABC Street, they want an appraisal, evaluation. By the time the BDM comes in, their executive assistant has got access to their emails, they've already done up the CMA, they've already got the pre-listing email prepared, they've already potentially even called them and booked them in a time, right, for an appointment, a phone appointment. Right. Hi, Brennan's away at the moment. I'm his executive assistant. I just thought I'd organize a time. So you're not waiting for him to call, but let's book in a time for a call. Or even better, we can book him in to see you at the house. Right. This is speeding up the process. That's income producing.
Response time is absolutely critical, mate. And, we've spoken together and worked together on secret shopping and that response time. We measure that and we measure how long it takes to get a reply. We measure, what are we getting in that pre-list kit? What's that information that we're receiving? And as a BDM or a salesperson or someone in that type of role, you're potentially sitting down with a client for an hour or two, maybe.
Yep.
It might be a couple of hours sitting down, really working through their problem, providing those solutions. And in that time, there could be one, two, three. It'd be great to have half a dozen leads come into your business. But even if there's one lead coming into your business during that couple of hours, if you miss it, you miss it.
Yeah, you've got to nail it. The society now is so much about, I want information yesterday. You know, and it's not fair that a busy agency that's doing lots of listings or appointments misses the business because there's a new business that started that's got zero properties, right?
Yeah.
It's not fair. They've got time to answer the phone. It doesn't mean that they're the best agency, right? So, yeah. You know, but look, you probably should have a good conversation with Michael. on our VAs, but they're definitely helping Inspired Growth Training fine tune and speed up our processes and things in the background as well. I could be on a 15-hour flight and my emails are taken care of. Do you know how relieving that is for me?
It would be, mate. Most certainly.
Because 15 hours, you can receive a lot of emails, a lot of inquiries, etc. And they can email on my behalf or as me.
You're a big marketer, mate. You know, it's no doubt that, you know, you're very much a big marketer and you're constantly marketing, promoting yourself. You know, you're a consultant, you're a business coach. It's really important to the success of your business. Likewise, if you were just a property manager or a salesperson promoting themselves in their local marketplace, if you go to all that effort to run the social ads, you know, do all that work, when the lead comes in, you need to close it fast. And often when that client's made that decision to choose you, they might have been stalking you for several months when they've made that decision to finally reach out. You know, they've monitored, they've seen what you're doing, they're following. Yep, I want Dennis to be my coach in my business. When they make that inquiry, that experience has to match what they've been promised in the content leading up to that interaction.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that about secret shopping. We actually have that as a service, right? That we
I
do.
Know you do. Yep.
And one of the things that we see is their level of social media and their email marketing doesn't match the person on the phone either.
Yeah, right.
Doesn't match that same hustle because monitoring that time frame of getting back. You know, we recently shared a stat of, there was a comment, one of the property managers, someone who answered the phone said, call us back in 35 minutes, right? Which is because the property manager's having lunch. Shouldn't you be taking the phone and getting them to call back in 35 minutes? It was the other way around. Like these, but the thing is, it teaches us what to train.
Right? Yeah, mate. It's valuable. Yeah. Yep.
It teaches us what to train doing these, but 75% of the people aren't following up.
Yep.
Be successful in BDM, follow up.
Yeah.
What you got to do? 75% aren't following up. But yeah, it's an interesting journey. You know, we love doing it. We love bettering the industry along the way as well. You know, because ultimately we just want to make life easier for property managers because they're not admin people. They're good at being property managers. And that's where VAs can really help. So they can call their current clients, check in on them, spend time working on keeping them because we spend so much time winning them. Let's now give back to your landlords too.
Yeah. Mate, what's your thoughts on the importance of a rent roll to a real estate business?
Where do I stop?
It's like, you know, like I think there's listeners out there and obviously this is your field, mate. You're the best of the best. And what's your kind of lame of explanation to someone that's listening that kind of doesn't have a rent roll in their business? What's some of the things that they really need to consider in terms of having a rent roll in their business?
Well, ultimately, you know, let's talk about the asset value that it brings into a business. You know this and understand this personally. You know, a lot of sales only agents are ringing us up and starting property management businesses because they want to add some asset value to their business and then they'll use that as their superannuation, right?
Great.
So build it up to 100, 200 properties, sell it in 2-3 years, however long, you know, the effort they put into it. So it does add some amazing asset value to yourself, right? So that's because, one way of looking at it.
And just to pause on that point, because as a salesperson or as a sales business, sales only business, they can generate good revenue when times are good and up and down, up and down. But there's no asset to that. That business is not worth anything, right? It's not. It's only the rent roll that has a value to the business.
Exactly. I mean, let's talk about COVID. Property management saved the real estate industry. There was hardly any sales going on for a while. I know companies that use the property management income to still be able to pay sales agents, even yeah. some agents that weren't really even on a wage, but they wanted to keep those sales agents, right? So because there's that steady stream of income that's coming in, that can help.
That consistent income.
When you have that up and downfall, and look, it works both ways. Because mm-hmm. as property management can be down, sales is up, right? And the income's coming mm-hmm. in. So you've got a leeway from both sides. It's a segue into each other to support the businesses. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, it's also a lead generation tool for your sales. Okay, so if you are a yep. sales agent, you own the business, you know, you've got 200 properties, you would hope your PM division is doing well. And you get those sales because you're nurturing future sales. Right?
Because every investment property is going to sell one day.
Yep. Yep. And let's say, you know, 10 sell in a year that you're managing, you may get 8, right? But you've been working on them throughout the life cycle of managing the property to hopefully guarantee that you're going to get that sale, you know? So it's a great funnel that way as well. Obviously, your brand awareness as well. It expands your brand awareness.
It's the best sales database that you can have when those relationships are being nurtured by your property manager. And you're talking about your VA business is there to support property managers to nurture relationships, spend more time having conversations with their clients, building those relationships. And obviously, that's within your business. So you're receiving the benefit of those relationships as well, potentially in the
totally.
Future. As a,
yeah, totally. And there's a lot of relationships that you're building here as well, Brennan, because you've got your tenants that are in there. You've got those applications that are coming through.
Yep.
You've got those potential landlord leads that are coming on applications. Some of the tenants are actually landlords themselves
True.
Or they know landlords. You know, there's so many avenues. And then you've got the maintenance, okay, all those tradespeople that are going to be working within your business. Mm-hmm. That ecosystem continues to grow. Your circle of influence grows as
yes.
well. So, you know, there's so many benefits of having a property management division. Look, yeah, the headaches come along the way as well, right? But you,
yep.
you can't stop that. You can't accommodate for death, divorce, loss of job with tenants, you know.
Yep.
Those things do happen. And that's
some
why
landlords can be challenging too, mate, can't they?
They can, and not all landlords are good landlords. I was yeah. helping a client today about terminating an owner with 5 properties,
yeah.
you know,
yep.
because they're taking up 95% of the time.
Toxic
you know?
Landlord, mate.
Mm. They are really like an apple. A bad apple makes the rest rotten. And I know all about fruit and veggies as well.
You do.
Previous background.
So, mate, you mentioned that the rent roll is the asset of a real estate business. Do you want to give a quick explanation to people how it's valued?
Yeah, look, there's different ways of valuing the rent roll. You know, I don't know your audience, so I've got to give a bit of a broad spectrum. Some
Perfect.
Of the dollar figures that I've seen that's going on out there, recently a rent roll sold. So if you've got one property and you're earning $3,000 a year on that property on average, right?
Of income
that's
fees.
Coming in
yep.
just on the one property, you could be earning $3,000. And I would
yep.
hope it's a minimum 2.5 to 3, you know. If it's
yep.
not, feel free to give us a call and we'll help you increase your fees because that's one of the things we do as well. Now, the point that I'm getting at, times that by 3.5. Some areas,
yep.
depending on where you are, it could be 2.5, right? But I just mm-hmm. recently did see one sell at $3.50 per dollar.
Yep.
So 3.5
yep.
times every dollar you earn. So that's $10,500 of asset value if that one property is sold. Right? You have
so
100
potentially,
of them.
The math's pretty easy. So we refer to that as a multiplier, right? That's the term mm-hmm. that we use, the multiplier. And depending on the location of the management will determine the multiplier it achieves. And typically you would agree that, you know, the more centrally located the property is into a capital city, the higher the multiplier. So when they're
yep.
Brisbane City, Gold Coast City, Sydney City, those sort of things, they tend to achieve a little bit more than perhaps more of a rural area where the multiplier might come down, or if it's a commercial property, the multiplier will come down. But these days, I'm likewise and seeing that $2.50 is pretty cheap, even in an outer suburb rent roll at the moment. The value of rent rolls have really lifted over the past 2 years, and $3 seems to be the new bottom end that I'm noticing.
Spot on. And another thing to add, they don't look at all of the fees as well, right? And the, you know, some of the fees, they're not included. Some are worth more, et cetera. But they do look at the multiple landlords that you've got as well.
Yes.
And that's, you know, that's that lower. So the more multiple owners that you've got, the lower the value can come in. But irrespective of that, the benefit of having it, it adds that asset value. It's always the first thing we speak about. The more important thing is it keeps those connections, those new strategic alliances, those new referral partners, that whole ecosystem just explodes in having.
And that's why the value's there. And I think people forget about that. I think people forget that, you know, they don't quite understand, like, yes, it has a value, but the reason why it has value is the relationships that are contained within it. And, you know, and that's what creates that value. That's where that goodwill is on that potential future business. And a lot of people sort of don't quite understand that that's what creates that value, right?
Yeah, spot on. Referral business is the best referral you can get. Like, it's, Brennan, you know, if you were to say to somebody, someone rings you up and says, you know, you need, Brennan, I need help with rent roll growth. You need to give Dennis a call. That is more valuable than someone looking me up on Google. Someone just doing a Google search, because you've already imparted your trust in me to that person. And having 100 landlords, 50 landlords, 20 landlords, 1,000 landlords, whatever it is, plus the amount in tenants, that is a big ecosystem of referral business. One of the first things I tell new BDMs when they're going into becoming a BDM is call your current clients. They are your best referral partners you've got. They are already your raving fans, or if they're not, you've got to turn them into raving fans. When you're calling your current clients, that's less likely. They are less likely to call you up and ask for a discount, or they're going to another agency, because if you're not educating them and calling them, someone else is, right?
Yeah. And I noticed that you talked about one of your recent posts was talking about property management only businesses, and property management only businesses not having to rely on sales and to incorporate other strategies into their business to grow their rent roll. And one of those strategies is, I think, is exactly what you just mentioned, by just focusing on the relationships you have to grow your business. That you don't necessarily need a, you know, a transaction to a new investor to take place when you've got X amount of existing investors that you can work with.
Oh, exactly. And you know, we're not even in that post, I'm actually referring to your current clients and your strategic alliances, mortgage brokers, accountants, sales agents. Sales agents don't just refer to their own company. They may not trust the property management division, or they might have a conflict. I could talk about that one for, I've been training for over 11 years now, Brendan, and I see so much business going in and out. Right. So,
I won't mention any names, but we're definitely receiving leads from sales agents that aren't giving those leads to their own business for those reasons. One, they don't have an incentive plan in place, you know, financially, the motivation, but also the other motivation is just, you know, providing a great experience and those sorts of things, obviously really important. Yeah. But that can happen too, mate. You can't take for granted that you've got a sales business and that you got to get all the leads, right?
Oh, spot on. Look, I was training at an office the other day in Brisbane, and the BDM said, oh, there's no sales only agents in my area. I jumped onto Google. I did a search for the area and I found 5 sales only agencies. Then there's buyer's advocacies or buyer's agents.
Buyer's agents.
You know, so I brought up 15 different companies he could have called in his area. And then I went to Sydney and did a Google for buyer's agents that sell in Brisbane. And guess what? I found more. So it's not hard to find and build relationships without relying on your own sales agent to grow the rent roll. You know, there's so many strategies. So, and it's all about connection. It's all about having that hustle and going out there and looking for the business.
Would you say it's important for a real estate business to have sort of like a shared vision amongst their sales and property management business, to have a strong synergy there?
Definitely.
And how would that benefit just a mum and dad investor, mum and dad homeowner, if they're dealing with a real estate business that has a strong sales and a strong property management, shared vision, good synergy together? How does that help the consumer?
I guess look at it like a supermarket. So, you know, it's like the one-stop shop now, right? You go to a supermarket, you can get your bread, you can get your fruit and veggies. I don't agree with the fruit and veggies at the supermarket. Support your local fruit and veggie person.
Don't walk past the fruit and veggie place to go to the supermarket. Go back and get your fruit and veggie outside, yep.
That's right. But, you know, you can go into the one spot and they're all complete separate divisions, right? A lot of people think that, you know, that it's the same person. It's not. They're experts in their right field. Like, it's an expert butcher. It's an expert fruit and veggie person. There's an expert bread person, you know, baker. Then you've got your seafood and your deli, etc. Real estate office is the same. You can have a mortgage broker in an office in some cases. You've got your expert PM. You've got your expert sales agent. Now, where sales and property management has that magic wall in between that sadly we see divides, when I train agencies where the synergies are working together, it's a massive benefit for those potential purchasers, because the sales agent selling the property is really good at selling. They know the stats on sales, this, that, and the other. But if they're working closely with a property manager, they can say to the potential purchaser, here's our BDM, here's our head of property management. They can share with you if this property is what tenants are currently looking for. You know, they can give you the updated stats. Yes, it's currently getting $600 a week for rent, but they'll be able to share with you updated rental opinions and if you can get a higher rent return. That's bridging the gap between sales and property management. That's one area that can help.
And that's important because, you know, as salespeople, you know, mum and dad that's looking to purchase this property, they're kind of looking at us a little bit sideways on the stats and the facts we're providing, particularly when it's about the rental space. But by having that good synergy, they can incorporate that third voice that's sharing their opinion, that's not, you know, really involved in the transaction, but they can really educate them on the benefits in terms of from the property management side of things and the investment side of things.
It speeds up the process of selling a house, especially if the BDM, if they're being trained by Dennis, you know, and it's an investment property, the BDM or the listing agent, should we say, will be at an open home of a property that's currently rented or it's ideal rental. So if a potential investor comes in and has questions, the BDM's there. They can answer those questions straight away, supply them with rental opinion letters if they've got to get a financial backing to go to the bank. It speeds it up. And the sales get the benefit from that. And then obviously if there's other investors that are turning up to these open homes, the BDM is also getting those leads straight away to be able to help those people with whatever property they end up buying. If it's off somebody else, then that sales agent that's done the listing gets that referral because it's from their listing, right? So you could that's where it really does bridge gaps. I've got a whole 4-hour training session just on that.
So when there's an agency that has a strong synergy, property manager and sales are at the open home together as a united front to provide a great experience to mum and dad investor. So they don't have to go home and think about any questions. The support's there at the inspection to give them the information that they need. So the sales agent benefits getting a transaction over the line, property manager benefits, and ultimately the real winner is mum and dad investor because they're getting the full picture of the investment they're looking to purchase and all the information. And also sometimes, Dennis, mate, we're experts at what we do. Mum and dad might not know the things that they need to understand, right? They don't know, but potentially even the questions to ask some cases. So you don't know what you don't know. And by having that united force there and that cohesion in the business, potentially mum and dad's going to benefit greatly from that experience.
Oh, awesome. And look, I've got some agencies that I also train. There's one in particular at the top of mind right now. She's PM only, and she works with a sales only agent, and she will attend wow. those home opens for the sales agent, right? And they work together, right? So wow. it's an example of two individual companies coming together as one. In essence, a company that's got it all does that as well. You know, but if you're, you know, look, anyone looking to buy an investment property should always speak with a property manager. They should always speak with a property manager. You know, yeah. if I ever move to a different city and I don't know the area, I'm going to ring the local PM and I'm going to say, look, I'm looking at buying an investment property in this street. What do you think? They're going to say yes or no. Right. Mm. So that'll help me understand if it's a low socio area that I don't want to live in or not. Right. That's how investors need to be thinking too.
And property managers know firsthand about what the good streets and the bad streets are, right? Big time.
But in my old hometown, Nowra, the three Qs, I would not list a street a property in. The three Qs, you know, even the ambulance drivers never went in the area on their own.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Mate, tell us about some of the businesses that you've trained and the growth that they've experienced following your support.
Yeah. I struggle to talk about myself in this area, but I've got to, mm-hmm. I've got to have that mindset because I'm very humble because it's not me that, that does the work. It's my client.
Of course.
Yeah. But the, you know, as an example, there was a client in Toowoomba. And she actually just sold her business last year.
Okay.
You know, started training with us at, I think it was about 48 properties. Right. And through the property management only, not having sales. So, you know.
And for those listening that don't know Toowoomba, it's a rural area. It's not a major capital city or anything. So yeah, continue please, mate.
Yeah. So she, we got her working with strategic alliances, sales agents, outside obviously of her scope that she'd never thought of before. And she grew her rent roll within 18 months of just over 300 and sold the business.
Wow.
You know, so
48 to over 300.
Yeah. That was in about 18 months. Wow. And yeah, I lost the client, trained her. Yeah. She was under coaching, you know. This is what happens. A lot of the top BDMs I've trained are now successful sales agents.
Yeah, and as you at the top of the show, you were talking about, you know, the value that create that rent roll that asset that those properties have created. You know, don't know our circumstances, but obviously financially significant impact in 18 months from 48 to 300. We talked about some of the multipliers and potentially what that's worth. That could really change someone's life.
Oh, most definitely. You know, from another avenue, just to look at it, because our business isn't just about rent roll growth. We also, you know, help agencies increase their profit of yep. properties as well. You know, cost of living's gone up. You know, some agencies that we've taken from $1,800 a year per property up to $4,500 per property.
You know, doubled their fees.
Plus some.
Wow.
Yeah, plus some. You know, it's a mindset issue, you know, and that's mm-hmm. where we're very big and we're strong on doing those mindset training and coaching. Darren Hunter is the expert in that area. You know, might be worth you having a conversation with him on that. He's, you know, helped businesses with 2-3% profit margins on property management. You know, that's not sustainable. Yeah. You know, and he's helped increase their profits up to 28-32%. You know, I'm Jesus. Only giving you an example of one business, right?
There's
a lot of other successful stories that, you know, that we do have there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, like you said, having those, you know, thinking about a full service business, sales and property management, having both of those teams financially viable and strong is only going to benefit everybody in the organization, right? There's more money means potentially more yep. money for staff, more money for tools, more money for resources. Getting the right fees in both sales and property management is critical for that.
Oh, totally. You know, a lot of the businesses need to survive, you know, and you know, other avenues of helping businesses increase, you know, their revenue, should we say, is they do need to look at the rental yields that they're getting on properties. There's a lot of businesses that haven't put increases in place, you know. Yeah. You know, some businesses we've gone into 3 to 4 years without an increase, right?
A big part of our growth has been exactly that in our business, where we've been first and foremost achieving the right rental prices for properties. Yep. And, you know, the consumer, mum and dad's seeing the rental prices we're achieving, and they're going, hey, well, I haven't had a rent review. I hear on the news that there's, you know, the market's going crazy and that there's, you know, there's strong rental demand, but my property manager's still telling me about $5 or $10, and I've just seen you've rented this home in the same street around the corner for this price. You know, I think I better make the change, and they've made the change. So it's a missed opportunity where not only you're going to get lower revenue from your business, you might just lose the business completely.
Oh, totally. But Brennan, you've added another avenue to what people should be doing, and that's educating their viewers, right? So that's where they should be doing educational videos on market updates. As an example, you know, we here at IGT Realty have just leased a property. We achieved X amount of rent for a 3-bedroom, double bath, double garage, whatever it is, you know, in the local area. It was previously rented by, I should say. So that's giving a market update. It's letting people know, those people in pain that aren't even receiving rent or haven't had a rent increase, that catches their attention.
It then does, mate, especially when they're getting a letter every month saying the interest rate's going up and up and up and up.
Yep.
And interestingly, you know, when we take over that management and we pick up the phone and introduce ourselves to the tenant, they go, you're calling about a rent increase, aren't you? I've been waiting for this phone call. I knew it was coming, and all my friends are paying more, and I was just waiting for when it was my turn. No, I have no problems paying the extra. I've been waiting for it. I think I've been dodging a bullet for a while now. Thank you so much for letting me stay in this wonderful house. I really love it. But you know, the property manager, or however that business is structured, they just haven't had that conversation.
No, yeah, no, but you should be communicating with your tenants on a regular basis. You should be looking after them like landlords. You should be, a good relationship is between the landlord and the property manager and the tenant, the property manager and the property, understanding the property as well, and any associated tradespeople as well. There's a lot to it. And it's really important to have good communication with your tenants, because you want them to have stability so they don't move out. They're not frustrated at your property manager or your company. You know, we don't necessarily want tenants moving out either. So it's cheaper for them to stay in and have that rent increase, and you educating them along the way and even asking them if they've considered buying a rental property. You know, it's having those good relationships, those connections.
I'd imagine with your training, the conferences you're holding, typically your audience are property managers and principals, and perhaps not as much salespeople, but on our show, we get a lot of salespeople tuning in to our show. And what would you suggest to, so obviously throughout the episode, we talked about the benefits, having a strong property management business is great for leads from a sales perspective as well. So there's benefits there to the sales agent for having a good, strong rent roll and a good growing property management business within the agency. What are some of the things that they can do, the salesperson, what's some of the things they can do to contribute to the growth of the rent roll?
I would definitely be, I do train some sales agents when it comes to prospecting as part of the company growth program that I've got. They'll sit in on prospecting, right? So I do help them, but predominantly it is listing agents, principals that is our target audience. But one thing I'd be saying is the leads, you've got to look at those potential leads that are coming in through home opens, through website inquiries, phone calls, whatever the mix is, build your relationship with your listing agents as part of the property management division, because all of those people, they're going to buy off somebody. They're not necessarily going to buy off you. Don't be scared in referring that business at the earliest stage possible. Because if you've got a referral program going on where there's some monetary form of incentives, you know, check your legislation, etc., about that. That's Dennis Youssef's disclosure. you could be receiving a good streamline of income just from referral, because you might have 20 investors come through a home open over a weekend. Only one you're going to refer to. You've got a potential 19 others there that they're going to go buy off somebody else. And over the years, if your BDM or your property management division does list that one, it's a future sale for you, because you should be continually to build those relationships with those purchasers, even though they buy off somebody else. You know, so I would be really encouraging them. And that's where they work together.
So if that's a really good point that you make. Salesperson, a salesperson is typically, when they've got a listing, they've got these antennas looking for a buyer for that house.
Correct.
And they are on the hunt to find a buyer for that property to get that property cleared. And often a salesperson, they'll dismiss buyers left, right, and center if they're not the right person for that property, because they're focused on hunting, catching, and killing the buyer for this particular house. Through that process, though, they could meet a series of potential investors that you said, you know, potentially 19, probably not unrealistic, who are going on and buying an investment property somewhere else. They're just dismissing them like they're not important to them, right? But if you're saying if they change their mindset on that, that those people could actually be a potential income source for that agent if they're receiving a referral fee, perhaps by harnessing that relationship and making that recommendation and having a great synergy with the property management business, then perhaps they could generate some additional revenue from that person that they wouldn't have made any money from.
Exactly. You know, they may not have the budget to buy the property that they've originally looked at, right? It could be at an auction, right? And it went for 1.2 million and they only had a budget of 900,000. They're still going to spend 900,000 on an investment property somewhere. But like you said, your sales agent is focused on selling their $1.2 million property, right? So, you know, and but the problem is it sells and then they go, oh, who are all those buyers? It's too late. They've gone and bought something, you know? Sometimes it takes a long time to buy it, but houses at the moment, they're snapping up still quite quickly, you know, so that's really work on those relationships with your property management division and those buyers as well. That's where it's an area. Look, to give help for sales agents and property managers out there, your online presence is more important now than ever. Potential buyers or potential landlords, you know, you even said before the our recording today, you jumped onto social media to have a look at what I was doing, right? That's what we're a fishbowl society.
Yeah.
You know, people are ringing me saying, oh, Dennis, blah, 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 as if they know me, right? And I've never spoken to them in my life because they follow the journey, right? You know, that coffee looks great. Let's have a coffee. You know, so people.
The affogato, mate.
Affogato, espresso martini.
And we're laughing about this because if you haven't followed Dennis, he's always talking about a good coffee somewhere and his affogato. And if you ever spend any time with Dennis and you go out to a coffee shop, you're going to have one because he's not going to let you get away without trying one.
That's exactly right. I've had a lot of affogato and espresso martini cherries in my time, you know. But look, I've got to say, like, my latest post is a coffee. It's never too late to have coffee, is it? That was my, you know, with a selfie and a beautiful coffee I had. But that's my personal brand, right? So online presence, whether it's LinkedIn, Google, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, it's really important to have a good presence online because owners are doing more work now before they even call. The color of your door means nothing to a person anymore. They don't trust brands as much as they used to. There's a lot of independence coming through, mate. You know. So it's so important that you stand out. All those little plus ones make the biggest difference now.
Yeah, definitely. I agree. I agree wholeheartedly. And one thing I haven't shared with you, I kind of sent you a bit of a message about it when we were getting organized for the podcast. But part of the reason why I wanted to get you on today is because at Local Property Team, we have recently launched a new program for our agents in our business and also for our property managers. And I'm just going to give you a little bit of how it works. So basically with our program, you mentioned about a strong way for the salesperson to contribute to the growth of the business is by, you know, all those leads that they're, all those people that they're interacting with, yep. and how that is very important for the overall growth of that business, and how it's really important for mum and dad, how they benefit from a business that has a strong property management, a strong sales. You gave the example of the supermarket type situation where there's a, you know, a good butcher and there's a good baker, and all those elements make for a great experience for mum and dad in their real estate journey. So what we've gone and done at Local Property Team is we have a program now that gives our agents equity into the rent roll. Right. And so not only do they have an income source, but now they have that. And you started off at the beginning of the podcast. You mentioned about that nest egg or that superannuation, where when the business exits, they can have that nest egg that gets built up. And typically, and I'm interested in your thoughts, mate. But typically, a salesperson in a business wouldn't have access to that type of nest egg as standard. Would you agree that's something that's unique?
It's totally unique. I also have conversations with a lot of developers, and the developers are sick and tired of referring business to property managers and their clients not being looked after. So they're now starting to create their own PM divisions, and they have that equity.
I've seen that too.
Yeah.
And they're using that to fund their next projects, I've noticed. It's really become a smart way for them to have an asset to help propel the development business.
Yeah, it is. And they're looking at utilizing the sales and giving them that asset value. And what it does, they don't actually pay a referral fee, but they give them the asset value. I'm not sure how you've got it set
up. That's how we're doing it as well. So,
and it's more beneficial for the sales agent. So they're actually it builds a strong relationship within the division, and they've got blood in the game to make sure that the clients are being looked after.
And I think that's what we had hoped. You know exactly what you said, and we do have one of our agents that's really benefited from that because we recently. This particular agent is going to be on the podcast very soon. He's about to launch his own business. So we've franchised our brand as well. So Local Property Team, we've franchised our brand, and he's going to be opening our first Local Property Team franchise. And he's going to be launching with that asset to give him that propulsion, that sort of foundation in starting his business. So he started off with us as an agent. He's built up his nest egg, his asset, and now he's going to move on. He's going to take that with him to give him a foundation when he kicks off his business. So something that we're really proud of, and a program. So that's why I was just interested to get your thoughts on that, mate. If that's something that you'd see would be a benefit to agents and for property managers and agents in the marketplace.
Yeah, I certainly do, and I really think that it's thinking outside the box, right? And we spoke about sales agents referring business outside of the business. I think you've just nullified that.
And it's common. Like, people think that when me and you were talking about these types of things in the space that we've been in, I've been a consultant too. I've visited so many different businesses over the years, and we've done stuff together that's, real consultancy based. And we've peeked behind the curtain of the real estate businesses, mate. And it's more common than what you'd think, right?
I first saw it in 2013, my first year of training, and I was shocked. I was shocked. Yeah. I was like, no, that can't happen. Like, but now it's like water off a duck's back. It happens everywhere. People might say, oh, my team wouldn't do that.
I hear that too. Yeah. When I was a consultant, I heard that it would never happen. When you scratch the surface a little bit deeper and you really do that investigation, they do find those properties that have fallen out the back door.
Yeah. And Brendan, I'm talking about principals that own the business refer it to other people as well.
Right. That is a worry, mate.
That's
so boring. So that's something that we've implemented into our organization. We're doing the same model for property managers as well. We want property managers to start to get some equity in the business. I think it's important. I think we've definitely talked about the challenges of our industry in terms of staff retention, not feeling appreciated, all those sort of things. And you talked about today about, having the right fee, generating the right revenue, having that ecosystem within the business happy and healthy. And I think giving back to agents and property managers some equity in what they're working towards and that nest egg that you speak about is particularly important for the success of the business, because ultimately those things are great. But as you mentioned, that's why I wanted to get your kind of viewpoint on the strong property management sales business. At the end of the day, it benefits mum and dad, the consumer. And that's fundamentally what's important to me. It's about how can I create my ecosystem of my organization that's going to give the best opportunity to mum and dad. They're the real beneficiary. And by having these different types of incentive schemes, I believe that's going to be a great way to help mum and dad.
Yeah, totally. If you're doing this for your PMs as well, this is a bit of a game changer It's going to give the mum and dad landlords peace of mind that there's the owner of their asset. So however you word it with them, we are a partial owner of the business as well. So it's to my benefit that we look after your property, your investment, because I lose income if your business moves on. So I'll be definitely ensuring that your property is going to be looked after. Obviously, we can't accommodate for death, divorce, loss of job. That's why we've got landlord's insurance, right? But it's going to give peace of mind to your owners on another level that I'm not sure if you even thought about.
Mate, I have, because I have noticed how different it is when you're a BDM and you're the principal, or you're a BDM and you're the business owner.
Big difference.
Massive difference, mate. Like, if I'm coming up against, a property, even two or three, if I'm coming into a listing presentation for a management and my competitors are a staff, I'm already just positioned a whole nother level. People love dealing with the business owner. And they love knowing that that person's going to be around for a while, because unfortunately, as we mentioned about retention, it's become an issue in our industry over the past 5 years. And I believe the consumer is noticing it more and more. It's talked about amongst the thought leaders of the industry that there's a problem with retention and people leaving the industry, but the consumer's noticing it too. A lot of consumers are saying to me, "Oh, Brendan, we decided to go with you because I get to know who the business owner, because I've been around for a while and I've lost a few property managers." So it's become a decision-making factor.
Brendan, over the last 3 years, there's been an average of over 30% loss in property management, where people have left that office and gone to another office, or they've left the industry altogether.
Completely. Noticed we both have a friend, Jody, and she throws a lot of stats around, and she's been talking about this retention stat, and she's been saying about how people leaving the industry, and I take a word from her. She's at the pointy end of what's going on around the place. So 30%, that's the number of people that are leaving.
Over 30%. And realestate.com.au actually did release that stat at the end of last year.
Oh, that's where they're getting it from.
Yeah, so they release a report at the end of each year, and you can see some in the Gough Recruitment, I think, are another company that may have released some similar information as well.
There you go.
You've got to go to the pointy end, right? You've got to go to the top. You see a lot of job ads, this, that, and the other, but they're the ones that know. It's the change of names on rea.com.au on the website, portals, etc. They've got all the stats that they can check.
Makes sense. Mate, what excites you or what concerns you about the real estate industry at the moment?
I guess the only thing that I've got a lot of exciting things, but the concern is where I see the mindset changing people. There's a bit of a negative thing that can creep into agencies at times. They're worried about AI coming in, replacing jobs. They're worried about these corporate companies managing 1,000 properties for owners, etc. The thing about property management, and we've been predominantly talking about communication, referral business, property management, yes, we can streamline a lot of things, but it is all about communication. It's all about people skills. It's all about a property manager, for me, in today's society, cannot be replaced, right?
I agree.
It can't be replaced. Yes, we
You're not going to replace that with a robot that's going to spit out a pre-programmed response to a problem or that requires a solution.
Yeah, so you know, there's a lot of new business leads still in the world. A lot of people are stressing because they're listening to the negative media, right? Mm-hmm. On you know, stop spending money, pull back. So we've noticed there's been a pullback, right, on decisions. Less people are making decisions, but the people that are going ahead, doing the training, attending events, etc., they are getting great benefits. You know, yeah. So. It's the same thing, Brennan. It's the 10% of the loud people. They're the ones that everyone's listening to, and it's like Google reviews. You could have 1,000 Google reviews, but people read the 5 negative ones. You know, there's still 995 amazing things still going on in the industry. You know, I love technology, and I love how it's helping property managers.
And mate, like, you must love technology. It's helping your business. Your chatting to me from the Philippines, mate, and you just had a client call. Like, you know, but the interesting thing about what you're saying is what you're concerned about, you're not concerned about the AI or those influencers. The actual thing that's really interesting about your positivity, mate, what you're concerned about is the agency or the property manager having the mindset that those things are bothering them. That's what's concerning you. Yeah. You know, like, it's interesting. No, I think it just goes to show what you're thinking about, mate, and who your client is, and that truly you're there to support those agents, because obviously you're hearing this trend of the negative talk, and there's always going to be negative talk. People have these barriers to their own success, and typically it's their own voice telling them why they can't achieve a particular goal. And it sounds like one of the personal excuses, one of those negative voices that people are hearing in the back of their own mind, is that these influences are going to prevent them from reaching their success. And that's just one of the barriers that you're having to overcome in terms of a mindset evolution for those people that you're coaching, to show that, hey, you know, the AI is not going to take your job. You know, you're still going to be able to generate a good revenue because, you know, X, Y, Z, and you'd be able to, you know, obviously you've got some great case studies. But for yourself, mate, how do you, you're very busy. You talked about you're traveling all over the place. You're got a lot going on. You've got multiple businesses, business partners, family, kids. How do you bring the right mindset to your business? So you're talking about you know, focusing on people and their business. How do you bring the right mindset to your business, and how do you be present and when you're working with your clients?
I think it's really important to stay on top of your mental health. I know how to turn off. So life and business is 24/7. You know, you can't turn that off, right? Telephones means that we're checking emails more often, right? People have access to us through LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, everywhere, text message, the lot, right? So that, which is advantages for streamlining your business, but it also means you need to be stronger at turning off. I'm very good at turning off. I look after my mindset. I do continued development myself. But, you know, ultimately it's about eating healthy, doing the exercise, being mindful of what you eat. I mean, I'll walk 15 to 20,000 steps a day. Right. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I stay, and I'll be listening to a podcast. I'm actually listening to an Audible at the moment that I've listened to multiple times, right? The 6 Habits of Growth, you know, which it's a great one. It doesn't, you know, and you learn something new from it. I love 10X. I love Never Lose a Client Again, you know? So there's so many, I continue to feed the brain. I continue to look after myself physically as well. And, thing is, I love doing what I do. I love helping people. I love, you know, it's interesting because when you asked me to jump on to do the podcast, I had 3 other people outside of real estate wanting me to do it, and I am, right? Because I just love
it. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
You know,
awesome.
Nicole Horan, somebody that you know as well.
I know. Yeah.
So, you know, she's asked me to be on her podcast, and I'm happy to do it. But I think it's really important that you switch off. I do free diving. All right, so free diving is something that I do now. I took that up in the Philippines. It's where they teach you how to meditate underwater, and you get to enjoy the water. I can hold my breath for 2 minutes and 48 seconds.
Wow.
You know, I'll go down 10, 15, 20 meters, and I get to enjoy myself. And you know what? I'm not thinking about work. You know, I stay connected. I surround myself by people that feed me, keep me accountable. You know, I'm actually having my next meeting is with my very first real estate mentor, Todd Breen. He's the guy that got me into video. I went to a training session and watched him talk about doing videos for real estate.
Is he from the States?
He is. Yeah, he's actually here. Yeah. So Todd's someone that I'm going to catch up with, and we continue.
He likes fishing?
He loves fishing. You're right.
Yeah.
Social media. Yeah.
His socials, yeah. He's all, I follow him because I love fishing. You know, that's what I know about him. I didn't realize, you know, I know he does real estate coaching and all this and that, but I follow him for his fishing, mate.
Yep. Yeah. So, you know, that's a good example of I stay in touch with previous mentors. I keep mentors around me. Todd is certainly somebody that was a big influence into my life and deciding to go into coaching as well, you know.
Right.
So it's important to never stop, continue to have that hustle, knowing how to turn off. I get good energy from helping people. Sadly, in property management, people go through breakups, divorce, there's deaths. And when you're a mentor, that can be draining. But I get a buzz in helping those people overcome those adversities, right? Yeah. So there's something good about that as well. But it's important that I express that with my business partners. We have discussions and so forth. So you need to be able to switch off, you know. You need
great
to have
advice,
that.
Mate.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
I'm
it goes
up a few key. I picked up a few key things. Switching off, obviously, really important to you. Your fitness, having a sport to connect with, and free diving seems like the sport that you've really taken up. And you know, learning to breathe and hold your breath and controlling your breath. Something as simple as controlling your breath is very underrated in society, mate. And it's something that I've learnt. My wife, Hallie, she's getting right into yoga now. And the fundamental starting piece of yoga is breathing and learning how to do that box breathing. And you know, breath work has become such a fundamental way to reduce stress. And people are starting to recognize these as tools to be able to bring a fresh mindset, particularly in the type of industry that we're working in, high pressure. You're dealing with, you know, you're not just dealing with the high pressure issues that the property managers are dealing with. That's all compounded when you're dealing with the principal and those organizations, and you're dealing with people at a very high level. That can bring also quite a lot of stress. And as you mentioned, it can be very draining as well. So being able to bring your best self to those situations can only help continue to grow. And another thing you mentioned as well is, even though you're the coach, you're still learning and growing and doing some focusing on professional development for yourself. And I think really important.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, and I'm looking to attend the Tom Ferry event in the US this year. You know, he's a sales coach, right? But I still go there because I get to connect with people. I look at the conference that he runs, and I bring those ideas back and put it in place on our conference. And, you know, because there's not much for a real estate coach to go to learn from, but I'll go to a sales coach and have a look at it. And I do learn from Tom. Great person to follow. Everyone should follow Tom Ferry. You know, but I also go to, Darren goes to our ClickFunnels events. You know, we're always putting ourselves through marketing training, sales coach training. You know, Michael Sands has got a sales coach trainer that he does. We've done TikTok coaches as well. You know, it's all about that continued development. The best athletes in the world have got multiple coaches, right? They are already best in the world, but they have multiple coaches, you know? Yeah. So there's always a super, 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 super coach somewhere.
100%. So, mate, before I let you go, at the end of our interviews, we have a quick couple of questions that we try and get to know our guests a little bit better by just diving into what their favorites are. And so let's jump into that, mate. What's your favorite movie?
Oh, Shawshank Redemption. Unbelievable.
Quick response, mate, that you are absolutely certain about that.
Unbelievable movie. If you haven't seen it, you need to go watch it. Pizza.
Me too. Favorite holiday destination?
Philippines, because of the beautiful islands here, Coron, yeah. Cebu, Palawan. There's some amazing islands here. Follow me on social media. You'll see some of the islands I've been to.
Yeah, that's one place. I haven't got to those islands yet. That's definitely somewhere that we want to go. What's a typical day look like for you?
Typical day, obviously, it's an early start for me. I was up at 4 a.m. this morning. And, you know, I'll do the quick social check, you know, as well, you know, as I'm waking up. It helps turn the brain on. And I've got no problem. A lot of people say, oh, don't look at your phone straight away. Well, I'm the opposite. I'll look at it, especially if I'm in a different time zone. It keeps me up. Exercise. I'll get straight into doing some exercise for a period of time. Then I'm connecting with clients, you know, straight into the messages, doing some calls, etc. Then I've got my director's meeting where the coaches, we have a connect. Then I've got the training. I might be doing podcasts, whether I'm running one or I'm part of one. Then I'll eat around lunchtime. That's my first meal of the day. Yes, around lunchtime, I'll have my first meal. Intermittent fasting is something that I'm quite strong on. I don't eat if I'm not hungry. If I'm not hungry, I don't eat. You know, a lot of people go, oh, the breakfast is the most important part of the day. If your body's not craving and it doesn't need it, if you're healthy, et cetera, you know, don't take me as a dietary expert. That's just from my experience.
Mate, I'm learning more about that too. You know, yoga is very much around that philosophy as well, that you only eat when you're hungry. And Hallie even is talking about you actually have to really get your mouth watering before you eat. Like that's the natural way that human beings, that Ayurvedic living is the way that we're meant to do things. And interestingly, like you said about, they're calling it fasting now, but it's been around for thousands of years in yoga.
Yeah, totally has. Yeah. So, and towards the end of the day, it's about me connecting with friends, family. I'm trying to keep this away from that work, you know, segment as well. You know, for example, like I said earlier, I'm going to catch up with, you know, a good friend and mentor of mine, and we're going to have a good connect, and we're going to talk about fishing. We're going to talk about, you know, non-work related stuff as well. So it helps me turn off. I'll then go for a good long walk tonight. I'm in the Philippines. It's hot during the day here. So 9, 10 o'clock at night, I'm doing a solid hour and a half to 2 hours of walking. And that ePod, podcasts, Audibles, etc.
What's if you're game enough to share, what's an embarrassing moment you've experienced, mate?
Oh my goodness. Would you believe I did this twice in one day? And and I'm so scared to, I'm happy to share it. I've shared it in my journey on podcasts and stuff. You know, I was actually at a home open, and, you know, the lady said to me they're looking at expanding, because I was at a sales home open looking for leads. And I said, oh, wow, you're pregnant, are you? She just had the baby, but she still had the bump. Yeah, you know. And then would you believe about 3 hours later I was at the shops and Dennis put the foot and mouth disease again. Now I will not, I don't care if it's 2 foot out, I will not say, are you pregnant? I just wait for them to say it. It's done.
Oh, mate. And I can imagine how that sticks with you, especially twice in one day.
Yeah. Never again.
If there was an inspirational person, dead or alive, that you can have dinner with, who would it be?
Freddie Mercury.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, Freddie Mercury. You know, like, yes, okay, he had his party life, right? But the guy had an ability to bring the best out in his band, bring the best out in himself. He was one of the most competitive people you could know, right? So, you know, and he built really good connections. Yes, he made mistakes in life, but towards the end of his life, you know, he was a good, wise person. I love his music. I love Queen. Yeah, I could rattle off so many other people, but he's one that I'd love to sit down and have a meal and a good conversation with.
Interesting guy.
Mm. I love the movie. Bohemian Rhapsody is an amazing movie.
Great movie. Most thankful for?
My kids, you know. Yeah, my children. I've got three beautiful daughters. They do. Mm-hmm. You know, they're one of the reasons why, you know, I continue to do what I do, because I continue to think of their future. You know, I continue mm-hmm. to love them. You know, my job is to mentor them as much as I can as well, you know. And, you know, it's interesting because my eldest and my middle daughter, in their workplaces, they've been the number one sales and upselling for their industries, one at QBD Bookstore. And I said, you know, you're really good at sales. She goes, Dad, I've been listening to you all my life, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's rubbed off. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And sketches as well, you know. So, and without knowing it, you know, we are mentoring our kids, right? They follow our journey. They watch. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
they listen, know, mate. They've been soaking it in, like, you know, all these years. And obviously, fundamentally, it's why we do it, right? It's why we it's why we sort of do what we do. But and what you're also saying, and what I'm picking up from today's interview and today's podcast, is making sure that you're present in those times that we are, and having that clear time to set aside for family. That sounds like that's something that's really important to you, is having that switch off and that disconnect and that change.
Yep.
Because in our pursuit for success, mate, that's so important, where sometimes we just kind of get so focused in the 24/7 of work. But it sounds like you've kind of really matured in that way, that you've kind of really having those boundaries and understand the importance of having that time.
I certainly have. Even when I'm traveling, I'm doing the FaceTimes, not just a text, not just a call, but a FaceTime, so I can have the best possible connectors that I can, you know. And do you know what? And I'll probably do a video. I've got a video in my drafts on social media. You know, your daughter sends you a text, you call them and they don't pick up. But 3 seconds ago, they sent you a text, right? But as much as that's a joke, when I do call them, they do pick up. And it's nice to have that connection. And it's a FaceTime.
It's a good reflection of the relationship that you have, mate.
Yeah, it's a FaceTime. But they energize and keep me motivated too.
Yeah. If you could be Prime Minister, and like obviously to be Prime Minister of Australia, you'd have to come back to Australia for once, mate. You know, spend a bit of time here. But if you were Prime Minister, if you're back in Australia, Prime Minister for a day, what's one thing that you would change or one thing you'd implement?
I would stop trying to please people. And I would be looking at making the best decisions for the country, right?
Yep.
You know,
say stop pleasing people, who do you mean by that?
So, again, it comes back to that 10% of people that are the loudest, right? So,
oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
So yep. You know, a lot of prime ministers that we've had, they're people pleasers, and they'll make decisions to keep the vote. I believe John Howard was one of the best prime ministers that the country's ever had, right? And he wasn't about pleasing people. If he made a decision, he stuck to his guns regardless, because he believed that was the best thing for the country at the time, you know?
Probably the good example, mate. I'd have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah, so not please people. Social media, we're reading so much of opinions and that. You know, I'd be looking at going in and making decisions that I believe is best for our country. I don't know what those decisions are.
No, I hear you.
Yeah, I'm looking at it from a bigger scope there. I'd be, you know, looking at not just pleasing, but making decisions on what's the best for the country.
Yeah, I love it, mate. If the audience would want to get in touch with you, perhaps one of the listeners might want to engage your services to help grow their rent roll, or perhaps they want to connect with you and talk to you about VA service, all the services that you provide, and with yourself and your partners, what would be the best way for them to get in contact with you?
Obviously, Google my name, you know, the social medias and stuff, but you can go to growmyrentroll.com. That's a link directly to my calendar. You'll be able to book in a 15-minute time slot to have a catch-up with me. There's questions on there. You can even say, Dennis, I don't want to talk to you. I want to talk about VAs, and then I'll put you onto the right person. But growmyrentroll.com. Or they can reach out on all the socials that I've got. Just under my name.
Mate, it's been an honor to have you. Haven't seen you for a while, so it's great to reconnect. And sounds like you're doing a lot of wonderful things, and you've given just such wonderful advice to everybody listening today. And I'd really encourage any listeners that are out there that that have been inspired by what you've had to say. And obviously, we had a little touch on what you have to offer, but I'd very much encourage anybody that's listening to reach out to yourself to get support in their real estate business.
Appreciate the time and the listeners for listening in, if they made it right to the end, Brennan. And let's have a connect. Let's have a face-to-face when I'm back in Australia.
100%. Awesome, mate. Thank you so much for joining us.